Thank you for calling XBO. My name is Lisa. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I called this morning to see if I can get a, a range and when the delivery guys would be back out. They came and they did a delivery on Monday, but they had the wrong cord for the dryer, so they weren't able to complete the setup. I had to return a 3-prong cord and get a 4-prong cord. So I was thinking this morning, since the only thing they had to do was hook up the cord and vent, that I would be probably one of the first. So when I called this morning, the lady said she was going to send a message out to the driver to determine, you know, how soon they would be, you know, able to get back out there. But I haven't heard anything from anyone. Because I was thinking, I said, what I thought it would be the first one since they ain't got to take nothing off the truck.
Okay, give me one moment to get that account pulled up. Is the phone number you're calling from today associated with this account?
It is.
Okay, give me one moment.
You working from home? Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I was just asking if y'all are working from home. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. I'm trying to get your account pulled up. Okay, can you verify that name, address, and email we have on file?
It's Lisa, L-I-S-A, white like the color, address 1400 North Bury Northbury Avenue, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. The email is partyaffairsintheair@yahoo.com. And I did ask if XBO is working from home.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was just curious because I could hear, it sounded like I heard a baby in the background.
Okay. Give me one moment while I look over your account.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I see you have a delivery for today from 10:30 to 2:30.
Right, and I know that much because they called on yesterday, but they also had said when I got the first delivery that I could call around 9:30 and they could give me a better idea as to when they would be out, like where I am in regards to the, the way that they have the schedule done.
Yes, ma'am. It's the time frame is basically geographically routed on each customer's mileage. That's why you was given that time frame.
Okay, so you don't know when they'll come out. I mean, I was just thinking it's crazy for them to come out at 2 o'clock when all they have to do is hook the doggone cord up. You see what I'm saying? They're
yes,
not
ma'am.
Bringing anything. They're not taking anything off the truck, in other words.
But the reason why they gave you that time frame is because they put you in the route with the other customers. So, say for instance, I understand you say you don't got nothing that's getting hooked up or.
Right. They need to connect it, but they don't not need to take anything off the truck. So, I would have been the easiest one to do, the quickest, to get set up in that regards because they're not unloading any appliances or anything. They're simply just connecting the cord and the hose.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that, but the route is like basically they don't reroute. Like, say, for instance, they probably had a customer that was miles away from you or before you. They do it based on the mileage of each customer. It really doesn't matter about, the items that's getting brought, the service call is basically routed on each customer's mileage.
Okay. Well, so in other words, you don't have any idea and they are not responding to the other when I called earlier, because she did say she sent a message to them to find out you know, to try to get an idea so they could let me know. So I guess they didn't respond since I didn't get a call back from anyone.
No, ma'am. But I can reach back out to them if you would like for me to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to have an idea because I'm at home. Got stuff I need to do, of course. But, I mean, I don't know if I have time to run out, come back. I don't know.
Okay, give me one moment. Place you on a brief hold.